Despite this, so far the only available product is a treatment for pain caused by multiple sclerosis, and this is licensed only in Canada. But there's the possibility of treating many more ailments thanks to an unexpected property of the plant.
If you look in the microscope there, you'll see sort of some glistening golf ball-like structures. And those are the glandular trichomes in the inflorescence of the plant, which contain all the chemicals that we're interested in for making a medicine.
It's not just THC. These trichomes contain CBD, another valuable chemical.
There's quite a lot of CBD in that particular one as well, cannabidiol, which is another cannabinoid, a non-psychoactive cannabinoid, which we think is actually a very important component of the medicine.
So from your point of view, in terms of developing medications, cannabidiol, CBD, what role does that
have?
Well,
we hope it's going to... I mean, we're fascinated by this stuff, which, you know, has tremendous potential as an anti-inflammatory,
yes,
but also, rather surprisingly, as an antipsychotic.
So, hold on, you're telling me that CBD could be a treatment for psychosis?
Isn't that ironic? With all the sort of tremendous publicity around the link with cannabis smoking and the potential of increasing the risk of psychosis, here we have a component of the plant which itself is antipsychotic.
And we're saying that the same plant...
Within the same plant, you've got a chemical which actually has a completely opposite effect and which may therefore be protective to some extent. And so I think it's a level of concern that some of the recreational cannabis that's out there contains no CBD at all. And that is a modern phenomenon. Previously, you know, it was much more usual for people to be smoking some cannabis with some CBD in it at least.
As recreational cannabis plants are grown for higher THC content, so their CBD content falls, simply because the plant isn't able to produce high levels of both.
So your trick as a developer of medication is to, I suppose, change the relative balance of THC and CBD, cannabidiol.
Exactly. Getting that proportion right for different conditions is going to be absolutely key. So we think that for pain and spasticity, a roughly equal balance of THC and CBD is good, because each has their own type of pharmacology, quite separate mechanisms of action, and they interact together in a helpful way, probably along with other plant constituents too. But for other conditions, like perhaps inflammation or psychosis, you wouldn't want probably any THC at all.
Right.
You'd want some of the other plant components, but you'd want the CBD mainly.